This weekend, San Gabriel's Mission Playhouse is doing something they have not done since 1947. They are presenting a full production of the Mission Play. This is a historic pageant about the story of California's missions and the priests who founded them. After this play was first produced in 1912, it became a part of California history not only by running for 20 years, but having its own theater built specifically for this production. And that theater is the San Gabriel Mission Playhouse. For San Gabriel's centennial, they are giving four performances of the Mission Play this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So my first guest today, the show's director, Jonathan Salisbury. You might say that Jonathan is a consummate theater professional. He grew up in London theater. He's had numerous onstage roles here and in the UK, and he's also directed both classical and modern productions. You might also very well have seen him because he has a major recurring role on PBS in the special Courage, New Hampshire. Jonathan, welcome.
Hi, thank you.
Jonathan, even with your background, a show like The Mission Play would have to present some major challenges to a director. What were some of the best ones you encountered?
The best ones? it's first of all a huge play, and the original time on the show was kind of 4 hours, and it was written as a pageant play, so it covers like a period of over 70 years, and it's sprawling in its dimensions, really. So to look at, it's got like a huge cast. I mean, there are over. We have a cast of 26, and then we have a 40, I was counting them today. We have a cast of, including dancers and musicians, over 70 people. So there's a lot of different characters to take care of, and a lot of different characters to follow, and to, you know, look at their character development and look at the story development. I mean, it's just, it's kind of huge. So, I mean, that is a fun challenge to look at, a very, very challenging challenge. And looking at the play as well, because, you know, it was last performed in 1947, and it was originally performed in 1912. So, you know, our political and social outlook, has changed since the late 1920s, early 30s. So, to try and take the play and recreate it with relevance for today's community, that was continued to be a big challenge throughout the rehearsal process, really.
Take me through that recreation process. What were some of the changes that you made to make this relevant to a 2013 audience?
So we've taken most of the original play, and we kept most of the original play. But what we've done is we've kind of framed it so that we wanted to make sure that the Native American experience was more to the forefront than it was in the original play. It was there in the original play, but it was a little masked, if you like. And the mission experience was somewhat romanticized. So what we wanted to do was to make sure that we really paid attention to the Native American experience. And we are working with Native Americans from San Gabriel. They've been with us throughout the process. So one of the things that that we've done is taken a character that was in the original play and developed him into, he appears as a spirit guide, really, and he frames the whole play. So we open the play with a bunch of modern kids in San Gabriel, and they're sucked back into history and meet with this spirit guide who's a Native American, and he kind of guides them through the whole play. They're there through the whole play, questioning and commenting on the play, and he's there and able to kind of contextualize it for them. So some of the questions that people, you know, might have about the original play and about some of the things that happened, those are able to be articulated through this character and his interaction with the modern day kids.
What are some of the things that these modern day kids are learning as they go through the Mission Play and they learn some of California history?
They certainly learn some careful history. It's like you can read about history and you can visit places, but I think to see characters act out, you know, real situations, it brings it to life more, and it really personalizes those experiences. So, those experiences. So you know, there's a love story that is threaded throughout our version, which was there in the original, but isn't much more prominent in our version. And so, with a love story or with deaths in the play, those kids are watching, you know, those things happen in front of them. So any experience you have like that is going to have more resonance and more impact than just, you know, reading about something in a book. And so they're, you know, they're almost experiencing firsthand, you know, the hardship and the pain and the joy